So we had a latest pet fail at our house.
Oh,
Bert
God.
Knocked over a glass of red wine all over our brand new couch and white piece of carpeting last night. I was after a very long day for both me and Emily. This is the latest of a lot of different pet problems that we're having in our house. And the problem has gotten worse since we adopted Bert. Bert Reynolds is one of the yellow cat, the ginger cat. And then the other cat, who doesn't ever come out, Cece DeVille. But Cece DeVille, I think, is causing a lot of chaos because the dog is peeing and pooping. He ate four remotes.
Wait, you think Cece's causing chaos or Bert?
I think because Bert or Cece's just hiding all the time. Okay. Cece never comes out.
So like, Bert's causing chaos.
And I do appreciate all the feedback because when I have, like, for the last month talked about this, you guys, the 417, a lot of pet lovers are like, hey, try this, try this, try this, try this.
Yes.
I promise you, we've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I always thought, and here's what I always thought, here's where I'm getting to. I always thought whenever you rescued an animal, that they know deep inside their soul and their heart that you've rescued them.
Yeah.
Like from a bad scenario or situation, right? They were abandoned. They were found in a warehouse. They were found like a homeless cat, or Cooper was, he was abused and abandoned.
Yeah.
So I just figured like, and this is what I thought. This is after talking to pet lovers and pet people, once you adopt them, you give them a home, they just know. You know what I mean? That's what the beauty of pets and animals.
Right.
I can tell you right now, that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. These
he
animals.
He may know, but he doesn't care, you know?
I'm telling you what, man. It has gone from you have some fun. They're like Sour Patch Kids.
Mm.
Like when they're really sweet, they're sweet. But when they are terrible, it is to the worst. I mean, it's to the extreme.
My exes have all said the same thing about me. I can relate. No, I get it.
So she, Emily had like a plate of dinner on like a TV tray and a glass of wine.
Oh,
and
no.
He snuck up behind her and jumped up to try to get the food and spilled and knocked the wine over on the new couch and the white carpeting. So I think we've gotten it all out so far.
He jumped up to get the food.
Yes, and we do have a spray bottle, by the way. I know a lot of people will just spray him if he gets up there again. If he gets
I would have done more than spray him.
Trust me, we have a spray bottle. So this is just the latest. And after, I guess I'm like, Emily, this is going to be great because these animals are going to appreciate that we're rescuing them. And that's what I keep on going back to. Even when they're bad, I always go, well, we still have them in a really nice home. But the problem is now, is you start to weigh everything that's getting destroyed in your home to, do they really appreciate being here? Like, do they, like...
No, they don't.
I don't want to speak for Emily. I'm pretty sure Emily's doing the same. We're both doing the best that we can to give them a best home and loving and going, okay, well, it's all right. It's fine. Like, I mean, you guys... yeah, you knocked over a glass. Yeah, you ate four of our remotes. Now we can't use a TV.
When
you ate eight beanbags.
Sacrifice your quality of life for your animals. That's when, and a lot of people do that. That's why, honestly, I like animals, but I don't have any. And it's because I feel like animals can very quickly just take over your house.
Or relationship.
Yes.
And that it is getting to be where it is a constant where you can't sit down and eat.
Yes,
and I know
it's
a lot of you are like, well, then don't have kids. Well, we might not. Listen to me, after having these pets, if this is just a glimpse, just a little glimpse of having kids, maybe not. I don't know yet. Like it's gonna be having a conversation where you have to sit down and reevaluate. Because I can tell you right now, we cannot sit down and have a regular meal in the house.
Oh,
period.
There is no
like
way.
Without letting the dog out of the house and locking crazy Burt Reynolds up with Cece DeVille, who is I'm telling you, this doesn't happen a lot, but maybe we shouldn't have adopted all these animals.
Thank you.